If you live in the West, you're familiar with the idea that forests have become so overgrown that when fire hits, it puts communities, firefighters, and property in harm's way. But new scientific work is showing there's another culprit that is equally or maybe even more responsible for severe wildfire. Jess Burns of EarthFix reports.
July 26th, 2013.
3 o'clock in the morning, the lightning storm came in, dry lightning storm. Was unexpected.
The storm touched down in mountainous terrain in southwest Oregon.
80-some fires were recorded.
12 hours later, Dennis Sifford got the call to lead up the firefighting to come. After a long career, it would be his final post as an incident commander. When he got to camp, the fires were already burning fast and hot.
3 afternoons in a row, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, both of these fires would take major runs, 3.5 to 6 miles. In an afternoon.
The Douglas Complex would eventually cover close to 50,000 acres. It burned across a landscape referred to as the checkerboard because forest ownership alternates every square mile. Again, Sifford.
Pretty much the fire area was evenly split between Bureau of Land Management lands and private commercial timberlands.
Think of this as older complex forests versus clear cuts and tree plantations. Fast forward 5 years. The scar of the Douglas Complex has taken on a different role. It's at the center of new research looking at what causes some wildfires to creep along at low intensity and others to rip through, killing everything in its path. Harold Zald is a forestry researcher at Humboldt State University in Northern California.
The perception for a long time has been that these high biomass forests will burn more severely.
The checkerboard of ownership allowed Zald to narrow things down and calculate if who owns the forest is linked to how severely it burns. And what he found flipped the common narrative.
Management and forest age were really important, but oddly enough, how much biomass was there before the fire was not important.
In fact, he found that the private timberland in the Douglas Complex burned 30% more severely than the public lands. Now, there is some caution that should be taken when looking at this kind of research. Maureen Kennedy studies wildfire at the University of Washington, Tacoma.
Each individual fire tells its own story. So a lot of these individual fires, you're going to find different factors in that moment that are actually impacting more strongly the patterns of things like severity and fire size that really are about that story of that individual fire.
Zald acknowledges this. He says he probably wouldn't support extrapolating these findings to the Rockies or even northeast Oregon, but...
Plantation forestry, due to both the tree ages but also kind of the homogenization of fuel, making things simpler. So it's easier for things to burn in a simpler pile of fuel. That basic finding, I think, holds.
Study co-author Chris Dunn of Oregon State University says federal forests still burn severely. But tree plantations on private industrial timberland play a larger role in severe wildfire than is often being acknowledged.
To me, means that they share in the responsibility in this checkerboard landscape to the overall picture of fire risk. It's not the full picture, but it's part of it. And if they contribute to part of it, then they share in that responsibility.
This could mean changing logging practices or paying more to help fight wildfire. But ultimately, that would be something for voters and policymakers to decide. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.